Hello and welcome to this final boss fight audio podcast for Tyranny of Dragons. My name is Aegis, the Warforged cleric in this game. While we stand against the Cult of the Dragons to protect the good people of the Sword Coast, it is our pleasure to welcome your organic selves to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in on Twitch, we stream at Final Boss Fight Live on the first Saturday of every month, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's dive into this month's adventure. Oh no. It appears that something happened in this recording to Arturius's voice, and, well, if you wish to hear Arturius, you'll have to come back next month. We are sorry for any inconvenience this may cause, but the rest of us had a good time.
Right, so, I think, John, you said you were okay to do the recap this time, didn't you?
Hello, and welcome to the recap. At the start of the previous session, we had been soundly slain by some bandits and ended up resting in a tavern. The following day, as the group licked their wounds, alarm bell started sounding and the sound of a flying creature overhead was heard throughout the city. We started to make our way to the safety of the center of town. When we noticed a family being chased by kobolds and some winged kobolds. We fought off the kobolds easily and the winged kobolds less easily. Whereupon the family noted that the town was to go to the center of town, the keep, in times of trouble or stress or attack. We started leading the family to this town center, as it was noted that the attack did not seem to actually be an attack at all. Fires were burning, yes, but they weren't burning in buildings. They were burning in carts next to buildings, enough to cause a panic, but not to cause damage. Upon approaching the keep, we were approached by the town leader, who asked us to assist in defending the town. And so we descended into the keep and are heading to the cleric of the town. But we have gotten into a fight, and several of the party of organics that I go with are at zero health. And right. I am at zero spell slots. I'm very C-3PO at the end. Oh, so, no. Yes.
We're not doomed.
Yes, so if I remember rightly, the only one who is actually down at the minute is Casper, who is unconscious but stable.
Yeah.
And you all notice in the middle of the pool of grease where you killed the one of the bandits, two bottles have fallen out. Castellan Escobar runs over to the door at the end of the ready room. It appears to have been hacked through with gaps that are just about big enough for a person to fit through. With difficulty, he looks over to you all and says, well, this damage could have been a lot worse than this. I don't suppose any of you happen to know any magic that can be used to mend small breaks in things?
I am capable of doing this.
Excellent, excellent. It might be worthwhile doing it quicker, because I think I can see more enemies incoming.
What is he asking us to fix?
The door.
This door?
Yes. And as you look out, you can see in the distance there are four kobolds and four bandits heading towards the door.
Oh,
you
no.
reckon they will take, three or four rounds to get there, maybe? I'm going to get you all to roll initiative again.
What dice would that be?
D20.
Natural 20 for a total of 20.
Fourteen.
Where have you gone?
7.
I think that was 16.
16. Where have you gone, Jeff? 8 was that. And then I'll roll for Daphne. Just, oh, that's a natural 20 from Daphne.
Woo!
So that is 23.
20's on. Then if she's good.
Yes. Right.
Did you say there was a bottle in the middle of the
yes.
piece, right?
Yes. It's a minute, I think.
You can release concentration at any time, though, right?
Not concentration.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Fair. It disappears after a minute. He's going to be, I would say, 5 rounds, probably. Right. So, Daphne's up first. Since Tani is not here, I will control them. They are going to be worried about Casper. And you know what? They're going to risk going in the grease for those 2 healing potions that are there. So that's a dexterity saving throw, isn't it, from her?
Yes, or they fall prone.
And they casted it. Yeah, they managed to stay up fine. They pick it up, run back, and they give you one of the healing potions.
Casper. Yay!
So that's 2d4, isn't it?
Plus 2d4 plus 2.
Should I roll?
For 6 points of healing for you.
I rise!
Quickly just add a potion of healing onto Daphne. I'll keep moving just to keep things moving. Aegis.
So you're saying the kobolds and bandits that I see approaching, they're about 3 or 4 rounds away?
Yes, I would say that.
Proximity alert. And then I just cast mending at the...
Yeah, that's fine.
At the door.
So, yeah, it starts to seal up, but you're going to have to go out a few more rounds.
Yeah, he just sort of runs the crystals in his hands across it, and the break just disappears under the glowing light of the crystal.
Is there anything else from Aegis?
Proximity alert.
Okay. Casper, you come to consciousness as you see Daphne standing over you, pouring a potion of healing into your mouth.
Yeah, where are they? Thank you, Daphne.
Well, they're dead, but it sounds like we've got more incoming.
Ah.
alert.
I think
I'm not even going to attempt to do the voice.
I think I'll start moving around the grease. Vaguely thinking about moving a box.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get there yet. Wait, I don't know. Wait, I can. I could use an action to sprint.
You could.
I think that would give me 30 feet. Okay, yeah. A bit closer now.
So they're all just going to make their way forward. Mary.
I'm also going to move. And 15, 20, 25, 30. So I'm a bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Aegis, when you started mending the door, does it look like it's meant, like, fixed now?
Yeah, it's getting fixed. It's going to take a little while.
But does it look like it's fixed? Is there still damage
visible? There's still visible damage.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to use Minor Illusion. Because I have that, because I'm a gnome, I'm not just making
it. No.
To cast an image over the broken bit of the door so that it looks like it's all fixed already.
Okay. What's your spell save, AC?
It's
intelligence score. It should be on your spells.
It's not, because it's a racial ability, my spell. Wisdom. So I've got plus 2 to my intelligence, so is that? So 15 plus 2.
I'm going to say I can't remember how to work it out, so I'm going to say yes, just off the top of my head. So 7.
It would be 8 plus proficiency plus the...
Yeah, that's modifier. That's right.
So 8, 10 plus 12. Cool. So yeah.
Okay.
Not brilliant, but it's there.
Okay. I
level
will
one.
Yeah. So one of the kobolds actually sees through it, but three of them don't. But they're going to spend their entire turn just running forward. Arturius.
Imagine them arguing about the door a bit as well.
Yeah.
Not sure whether the other three believe them.
But you can't actually hear what they're saying.
They just appear to be saying kobold over and over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to take them a little while to get there still, but... Yeah. Okay. Mork.
Okay, let's see here.
Do we lock the door with a box?
What exactly can I do?
Well, you've got boxes and crates in the area that you could potentially use.
Yes. What do I have to roll exactly to?
You'd have to get up to them first.
Okay.
I'm going to say they're here, just because that's where they are on the map.
Okay. And what am I rolling exactly?
I would say strength, but... yeah, I was going to say you can get to there unless you use your action to sprint.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this one have to wait until...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Daphne is going to move... there. Just for now. Aegis.
Does this guy that's statistically different from the others look like more important, or is he armored, or
this guy?
The one token that is different to the three other tokens.
Yeah, he looks like he's a little bit more armored.
Okay. Just checking, it's like there is actually a difference between him and the others, not just there is. He is obviously he is a different NPC, but visually,
he looks a little bit more armored. He looks a bit more almost.
Does he also seem to be ordering them around, or difficult to tell at the minute. This distance?
Yeah, it's hard to tell at the minute.
Emergency, danger to organics. I'm just mending again.
Yeah, so that's two mendings. Okay. Casper.
All right, pretty sure I get the normal speed. Yeah, I do. I'm just gonna scooch up here.
Okay.
Boxes.
Yes, there are boxes. Amazingly, it's only the big metal guy who actually sees through your thing.
Illusion.
Yes, and they're going to continue on. Forward, the big metal guy is kind of ordering them, saying, "No, we keep going."
Mary is
Danger going- Will Robinson.
Mary is going to move back, so she's here and ready her longbow.
Okay.
For when they break through.
Yeah.
So if they're not going to do it this turn, but if they were.
So the kobolds are probably within 60 feet now. Arturius. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Mork?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm up to the boxes now.
You are.
What do I have to roll?
So I'd say a strength check.
And I'm guessing I'm too far to be able to help.
At this precise moment, yes.
What am I rolling exactly? A 20?
A d20.
Nineteen. I'm guessing this is 20.
Nice.
And yep. I rolled a 20.
Excellent. So I'm going to say you managed to pick up one of the boxes.
Okay.
They're actually on the map, so I won't actually change them. I'll just draw it on.
Okay. So can I like barricade the door or something?
Yeah, I'm going to say you can get it probably about half barricaded.
Excellent.
I'm just going to draw it in like that for now. Yes. So
you have squished Casper.
I'm going to say Casper would have jumped out of the way. He's now currently on top.
Legs sticking out from under the box like the Wizard of Oz.
I'm not that mean. Daphne's just going to kind of move over to here, and she's going to use her action to ready an acid splash in case anything does get through. Aegis.
Mending continues.
That's three mendings. Casper. You've narrowly avoided being squished by a box.
So, like, how far away are they?
They're probably about 60 foot now.
Hmm. Maybe I'll take a step over here and ready a dragon toenail to throw.
Yeah, that's fine. They're gonna...
What is in the box?
You'd have to spend time looking in there. I'm going to say they're just going to keep heading forwards. Mary?
I guess I'm going to move a little bit further round again past the grease pool. 15, 8, 25. And yeah, holding my action just in case they break through.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to say they're going to run up here and start trying to attack the door. They're going to start trying to attack you, Aegis, through the door.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to say, because only one of them saw through the illusion, that they've got disadvantage. But because of pack tactics, they get just a regular rule.
But does Aegis have cover from being behind a door?
Yes, I'm going to say he's got 3/4 cover because he's mended a lot of it now. So that's plus 5.
So many of them can attack.
Sorry?
Only so many of them can attack through the door.
Yeah. So that is a 19 to hit.
That would hit if I wasn't stood behind a door.
Yeah. And then the second one is a natural 20, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
So... that's 8 points of damage from the dagger.
Alert, alert. 3 points of health remaining.
And they're just kind of... that's all they're going to do for now. Arterius. Yeah, you would have seen like a little arm kind of go through and just get...
An Aegis yelling alert, 3 hedge points for the remaining.
No, unless you can see through the illusion. So just roll an intelligence check.
I mean, you have just seen hands coming through the door.
Well, yeah, actually, I'm going to say to you it's dispelled. And I was going to say it's probably...
fixing the door.
Yeah, you can see... you can see little bits of them. I'm going to say they've got the full cover of the door as well.
Mm.
Go for it. That will hit. Roll for the damage. 2 points of damage. You hear a little squawk as one of them gets hit. Mork, unless there's anything else from Arterius. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what can I do?
What do you want to do?
Want to help?
Okay, so how are you going to help?
Can I help fight back against the enemy?
You'd have to get closer, but yes, potentially.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, there is.
Oh, grease.
Well, yeah, that's grease.
Grease is the word. Oh, jeez.
Hmm.
Except slowly make my way around.
Oh, climb over the box?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to roll something for that?
No, not really. Not if you spend your entire turn doing it.
Sure.
Welcome to the box!
If you were trying to do that and then, like, attack something, I would have made you probably make an athletics check or something.
Attack and rate.
Yeah, I was going to say, these guys are going to start piling into. Daphne is going to run up here, and she's going to climb onto the box. But that's all she's going to be able to do this turn.
Just right into the melee?
But she's going to have the healing potion at the ready to give Aegis in the next turn.
Emergency induction port.
Aegis. Daphne's kind of got the potion in her hands if you wanted it.
Are we doing it's an action to drink?
Yes.
I'm going to risk I'm going to take the potion, I'm going to disengage, and I'm going to walk over to here.
Yeah.
And so that's an action and a movement. Do I have any bonus action cantrips? No. Yep, that's all I got.
Okay. Casper.
Okay, I guess I'm going to... may I spring off the box and try punch the kobold's back?
Yep, go for it.
Ya boing! All right, let's... first with my trusty dragon tooth. Okay, that's an 11. That's no good.
No, it just misses.
Ah!
These three kind of come up, but they can't really do very much.
That wasn't at all of my turn.
All right, okay, cool. Sorry, I'm getting ahead.
Okay, 19.
19 will definitely hit.
All right, so this way, guy, stand on one foot and do a kick for. That's nine damage.
Yep. Which one are you doing it on? Are you doing it on that one or that one?
The one right in front of me, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He goes down and dies.
Just put his snout right close to the door and got a foot.
Yep, more or less. Mary, your turn.
So, what kind of cover are they...
They would be under three-quarters cover.
Three-quarters cover. I might disadvantage because I don't really want to hit Daphne or Casper or more.
I'm going to be generous and say that they'll you give them warning and they'll dodge out the way.
Cool. In that case, I'm going to try with my longbow to try... Well, my gnome size longbow to try and get the one... nearest, but will it still be at disadvantage because it's under three-quarter cover?
It just gets a plus five to its armor. But you guys are also getting that as well.
Six.
Yeah, no, the arrow just twangs into the door.
Can someone pick that up for me?
We will retrieve it.
No, I'm asking you guys because, like, I assume it's on our side of the
Yeah.
We will retrieve it when combat is done.
They're going to make an attack at... The first kobold's going to make an attack at you, Casper. Doesn't have pack tactics. So that'll probably miss with a 12.
Nah. the kobold hits the door. It does nothing.
Yeah. Then that one's going to move forwards. And that one does get advantage because of the pack tactics. That is... That is... Sorry, my maths. 23.
Yes.
That's 4 points of damage.
I'm still up.
The other one can't really do much. Arturius. Yes, you can. Yep. Okay, all right, let me find it.
No!
Roll another d20.
Try to blast them better.
That's fine, it's just a regular miss. No, sadly not.
You did not.
Mork, what are you doing?
Can I attack the enemy before that's in front of Casper?
I'm going to ask you how you think you will be able to do that.
I have no idea.
Maybe you could. Can you get an angle if you stand next to me?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay, I'll rage, and can I attack?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. 20?
Natural 20. Or dirty 20.
Okay, that...
I believe asking if it was a d20.
Yes, sorry. Yes, what was it?
19.
Excellent. Dirty 20. So roll Sorry, there.
Can I just check this? You rolled a 19. You're only adding a plus one to your attack.
No, that shouldn't be right.
You should be adding more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, hang on. You should be putting five on there, sorry. Yes.
Okay, attacking with a great axe, a great guitar axe. shaped like a fork.
So you actually hit, roll a d12.
Okay, d12.
And you add your strength modifier.
Yeah.
So, that would be a plus five.
Not for the damage.
Okay.
It's d12 plus three.
Okay.
Yeah, you only have proficiency.
Two.
All right, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. 12.
Yeah. How many, sorry, Mark?
I rolled a 12.
Excellent. I'm just going to say outright, you killed it. How you want to do that, I'll let you make up the details of.
Did you shatter his mind with rad tunes?
Mark just starts going, oh, I'm all shook up, then just bashes the enemy in the head with his guitar, axe, fork thing.
This guy is going to take a step in.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
Because it's his turn next.
Oh no.
And he is going to make, I'm going to roll a d6. 1, 2, it's Casper.
Please,
3,
no.
4, it's Smork. 5, 6, it's Daphne.
Oh.
3. So he's going to make an attack at Mork. Bear in mind you have the +5
mm-hmm.
your hit points.
Armor class
is 13.
So +5 to 15 is 20. So yeah, he misses. He's jostled by the kobold beside him.
Okay.
Got 17 with his spear. Daphne is going to stick her hand through the gap and cast Acid Splash. So they need to make Dexterity 14. Thingy saves. That's a miss from the heavy armored one. So that is a... So the heavily armored bloke actually gets the damage. The kobold doesn't. And how much damage is it? It's 1d6. So he actually takes a good 6 points of damage.
Ooh.
And he is bloodied. Aegis.
Aegis steps to here, holds out his hand, and could I get a dexterity saving throw from the heavily armored man, please?
Yes.
As I first take
critical. That is a natural 20, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Well, he can go fornicate with his own weapon.
Our friend knows how to swear.
We have been taught.
We have been taught.
The wizards had some most colourful language at Candlekeep.
He's been around fighting pits.
Unless there's anything else from Aegis.
No, that's all he can do at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Casper.
Okay, I'm going to be foolish. For a start, sure. Casper lets out a... I'm not sure if a bellow is the right word. It's like...
A squeak.
Shriek. It's louder than a squeak. Thank you. Look at him, this shall not understand the force! Now, every enemy except the two at the back are now will have people. Myself and my allies have advantage to attack them until my next turn.
Okay, that's cool.
And I'm gonna use that, even though it's kind of foolish. I'm probably gonna go down. Ooh, nice. Okay, 24. Oh, wait, no, wait, what? Wait, that's it. Okay, one of those is a natural 20.
Okay, which one are you going for?
I'm going for the armored one.
Okay.
So it's roll twice rules, is it?
It's roll your dice, double the number, add your modifier.
Oh, roll one die and then double it. Okay. Damn it! I rolled a die at the same time as my dice, but I thought, I check. Oh, that was a waste of time. Kill me now.
What happened?
One.
Oh. Aww.
I'd rolled my 2d20 with a d6, not knowing I'd get a crit, and I got a 4 on that die, but I figured, I forget how we do crit damage.
That is 3 crits that we have rolled, and 3 crits we have rolled 2 damage on.
Yeah. Okay, so... How much damage is that total, Stanza?
Okay, 7.
It still kills him.
Thank you, Build, for having ridiculous high dex modifier. Okay, now I just have to not die to this one kobold.
Well, you have your bonus action.
I use that to scream at them.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, so this guy here, when I... But, hang on, I've got my layers muddled up. It's going to move forwards.
No, that's one of the ones that didn't get hit by the shriek.
Yeah. It's going to go for Daphne.
Thank you.
And that is...
Pizza.
No, he's still here on my screen by the looks of it, unless he's gone on the off on the chat.
I don't see him on Twitch.
Hello?
No, I can hear him.
Rip.
That is a...
Oh, that's him gone.
Well, that's going to miss anyway, so... Yep, he's just gone on my end. They're going to move down there. I'm okay to still keep going, aren't I? Yeah. yeah, so they're just going to move into there. Mary, you are up.
So,
I'm up.
Being able to aim
at the
caster beamed at.
You'd probably get that one there.
So,
but three quarters cover.
But advantage to hit.
Hmm.
So, shout to Daphne to get out of the way. Daphne, just put your head down. I don't want to hit you too. And that is a 16.
That will miss due to the door. Again, your arrow goes funk into the door.
We will also retrieve that one.
Yeah, just...
yeah, this kobold is going to go for it'll go for Daphne with advantage.
Oh yeah, pack tactics.
Ah, natural 20.
Oh no.
Okay. That's good. That is only that was a one on the dice.
Okay, they are afflicted by the dice curse too.
Four of them.
Oof. But that is enough to But it knocks Daphne down. That other one can't actually get there. Arturius.
You're at
roll advantage.
Yeah.
Yes!
Ryan, roll something under the one, you son of a bitch.
Hey! You got it!
So, after seeing this kobold, just stab through and take Daphne down, you kind of fire your Eldritch Blast. How does your Eldritch Blast look again? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kobold just... You leave a hole in the middle of its chest and it just collapses. Mark.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the great axe against the one in front of Casper diagonally to the right of me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gonna...
I did not realize she was on that lower health. Okay. To be honest.
Okay, lesser one, so forget it.
Okay. Was it a natural one?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Roll another d20, please.
That was a 4.
You're okay. Just a normal miss.
Such thunder as dice.
They're dead. Okay, first death save.
I had a funny kill on him too.
Oh god. That was a natural one for Daphne.
Oh no!
Oh god, I'm gonna hate if I accidentally.
Ages
steps to here and pours the potion that he took from Daphne into her mouth.
Thank you for that.
Because he didn't actually take it, he took it and was going to use it, but was holding off on using it until the end of the combat in case anyone went down.
Yeah.
Very smart and shiny. As smart as you are shiny.
How much health is that?
Do you want me to roll for it?
Yes, please.
That would be 5 plus 7.
Seven
total, yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
We are a healer.
Casper.
Let's go. Yes. Let's go. Okay, that's a 22 with my dragon tooth.
Yeah, that will hit.
Okay, for 6 damage.
6 damage. Yeah. Okay. So this guy's looking pretty hurt at this point, but he's still standing.
All right, so now for an in-arm strike.
Yeah, go for it.
Ah! Okay, 17?
17. Oh, where's it gone? That just hits from the door.
Okay, for 7 bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, he goes down.
Yeah! I just
Go Casper.
Across one side,
like it was the day you were born. Go Casper. Yes. Party like we were celebrating you.
Yes, I'm going to step out of the way so more can step up.
Yeah. This guy's going to just run behind here. He's going to run around. Mary?
Any that I can get without 3-quarter cover?
No, it's because of the door being half fixed now.
Right. 15, so
that'll miss, sadly.
19 in total.
No, that will hit, sorry.
Yes. So that does 10 points of damage.
Oh, yep. You managed to just skewer him right in the eye.
Hey! Third time lucky!
Yeah.
And he's down.
He just looks out the doors. I do not know if we will retrieve that one.
I'm Aegis, but I appreciate you looking for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, this kobold is going to run down there and try and squeeze through the gap.
Now you're going to get flanked, you stafty.
He doesn't actually make it through.
Okay.
Arturius?
Oh, no.
That was one round.
Yeah, so it would have been gone by now. 16, I believe, will hit, but just let me double check. No, it just misses, sadly. Yeah. Yeah. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You're up.
Yeah, gonna try to attack diagonally again.
I mean, you can move to attack.
The space is yours, buddy.
Okay, let's see. That is a 13.
Is that including the modifier?
Yes.
Oh, no, that misses, I'm afraid.
Oh.
They're dead. Tani, sorry. Daphne's going to disengage and move back.
This is a good course of action, Organic.
Aegis.
Aegis is going to pull out a crossbow and fire through his friend Mork. Fire past his friend Mork. This is not going to go well.
Oh no.
It did not go well.
Was it a natural one?
It was a 5. It was a 3. Natural 3.
That's okay. If it was a natural one, you might have risked hitting him. Casper.
I don't know why it's gone green. That's interesting.
No. It looks like everyone is like, I am still needed. I step back up.
No, it appears to be because it hasn't... It's D&D, like, beyond 20 being weird. Is it? Oh, there isn't a character sheet on here to have a crossbow on it.
I assume a 25 hits.
25 will hit.
10 piercing damage. I've gotten the hang of hitting through this door, and it's like just this this fine pointed dragon poke just goes straight through.
Yep.
And I hear it connect lethally, just like, yep. Pull back out. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to step away again.
It actually goes straight through its neck. And it dies. He's under orders.
This organic like to run away.
He's under orders. It's going to go forwards. That is going to probably miss. That is a 11, which I believe misses. So,
we do
Mary.
Not believe that this one is feeling fortunate.
Then go and try and hit. Mm-hmm. But I've lost my star sheet. That is a 17.
17 is just what you needed.
Hey!
Batman, 4 points piercing.
He's still standing. But he does take
even
an arrow.
After all of this time.
Yeah. Arturius. Yeah, go for it.
Get him. Okay.
It's not a natural one.
You look on the bright side of life.
Count your benedictions.
Okay. Take a 3 from the great axe.
Yeah.
12.
12. No, it misses. The axe gets temporarily stuck in the door.
And it hits a bomb note.
Daphne's going to go for her acid splash on him, which he will dex save. Oh, he just succeeds. He just succeeds as the. possibly. Aegis.
Do you feel like you could do that again, punk? Sacred flame.
Okay, it's a dex save.
Another dex save from him, please.
That is An 11?
The saving throw was 12.
Oh.
So that is 7.
Yeah, so how do you want to kill this guy?
Yes!
Aegis sort of just lights the hand up and it just pulse of energy and he just like bursts into holy fire.
Nice.
Nice. Please stand aside, Mork. We will continue to fix this door.
Yes, good and opportunities.
And I had such a hilarious kill planned.
You can, I'm sure it could come up again.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, given you've got a bit more time now, you can take your time and mend the door to full healing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
do I have to roll anything?
No, no. I'm talking to Aegis there if he wants
we
to.
We are healing the door.
I infer that the question is, does it take an hour or less?
Oh, it'll take less time. It just needed 5 mendings and you got 3. So before people start breaking in. So yes, Escobar kind of puts his hand on your shoulder, Aegis, and he's like, thank you. That should keep them off our backs for a while. If they managed to get through, could have spelt the end of us if they sent word back.
We are a healer.
I think you all deserve a quick break. I'll let Governor Nighthill know what's happened down here.
Appreciate it.
Where do we go now?
Somewhere for a break, it sounds like.
Where is that?
Escobert kind of says you're more than welcome to come with him, and he takes you back to the room where you met Governor Nighthill initially on the parapets. Yeah. So what are you guys doing?
We would like to take a break.
Mark is quote unquote sitting down as well.
Maybe Casper is doing a cool down, like some stretches, just like, oh.
In the case of Mark, he's literally standing on his head.
Excellent.
He just turns to Daphne and just looks at Mork. This organic is inverted.
Yes, it's a very strange one.
Confirmed. Does this assist organics? Should we add this to our testing database?
No,
Don't do that, Aegis. I don't want to be hung upside down. It makes me feel sick. My bird got confused. It doesn't know where to sit on my arm.
This makes sense. We will reserve this for Mork special files.
Special files on all of us.
I would assume we were taking a short rest.
Yes, I would say if you wanted a short rest, you could take one.
Yeah, I will take a short rest if I'm offered it.
Yeah.
And I am done.
Right. I was going to say Daphne's back up to full as well. Yes. So is everyone? I'll let everyone work out their short rests.
Yeah, I'm at 7 hit points now.
I was at 4 last time. What do I heal up to?
Yeah. Apart from the one that went through.
Short rest or long?
Sure. Yeah, we've only got one hit dice.
Baby level ones.
Oh. Wait. How do I... Okay. I'm a recovery thing. Okay. 1d12 minus 1.
Minus 1?
Yeah, it is minus 1. I've got the sheet here.
How does that happen?
What is his con score?
This is a really poor con score. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 8.
Oh, I forgot you had your constitution to your short rest recovery.
Yeah. All of them?
How many you rolled?
1d12 minus 1. I'm still just seeing 4.
You've got to roll the actual dice.
Oh.
No.
11.
Minus 1, so...
10.
Very good.
Yep. So add that on your heal. And John, I think you can get inspiration for saving Daphne and saving my skin.
You are welcome. And yes, Mary, we do have special files on treatment practices for all of you.
Oh, that's, I feel so valued. That's lovely.
I do take that as a compliment.
They are very short at the moment, for I have only just met you. We have only just met you. Tanny has just made it home, and will be here shortly. We do not know. This is a message that has arrived in Aegis's head.
Are we going to tell them?
I feel that we should.
Yeah, probably. So is there anything else you guys are doing during your short rest?
Not the ones with glam.
Anytime after that conversation occurs, just like Aegis goes into a corner and just like doesn't sit, just stays stood bolt upright, but like the lights just dim a little.
Mary was feeling fine, so she just sat and chatted to a little bird or anyone else who was around.
Yeah.
I might go and have like a little chat to some of the guards until they tell her to go away.
Yeah, they very much tell her to go away very quickly because they're keeping an eye out on what's going on. Yeah, so as you take a moment to recover, you can feel a rumble and the walls around you start shaking. A few pebbles of the stonework start falling on your head.
Oh no. The sky is falling.
Are any of you actually going to investigate what's going on?
Yeah.
Sure. Climb up the wall and see if we can see anything or ask a guard.
So you go out, I'll let you move yourselves around.
Yep.
Yep.
Hello, Mr. Guard.
You see him kind of looking out and he shouts, "Incoming!" And you see the big adult blue dragon rear up over the keep's wall, and a barrage of javelins are fired from the ballista on the walls upon it. Unfortunately, miss or ricochet off its thick scales. You see the dragon inhale and release a jet of blue lightning at the 20 guards on the battlement. Three of the guards are instantly vaporized by the blast, and another four look to be crawling back into cover. Barely alive. The dragon lets out a mighty roar, and I need everyone to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Do I just click the sheet, or what am I rolling?
So roll a d20.
Okay.
On your sheet should be...
Eight.
Eight, okay.
Is this anything to... Sorry, go on.
Go on. 15. 18.
Is this to do with the frightened condition?
It is.
Then I get advantage. Okay, wisdom. Hey, 20, natural 20.
Hey.
Just like, I've seen better. I've seen bigger and shinier dragons. Ha!
Right.
He is rolled a 16.
Anyone who rolled below a 17 is frightened. So, Mary, I believe you the only one who was not hit by that. And Casper, yeah. By that. So, frightened means, for those who don't know, a frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight. And the creature can't willingly move closer to the creature that is the source of its fear. And we have a Daphne joining us, a Tanny. Hello.
Welcome. Fear is happening to people other than me.
I think we'll take a moment here just to catch Tanny up of what's been going on.
You nearly died.
What? What are you doing, my character? I go away. I go away for like an hour and a half, roughly, and suddenly my character is dying. What are you doing to my character?
You nearly died.
Those are dangerous.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, you were standing next to a door.
Those are dangerous, apparently.
The door was not in one piece. There's something, yeah.
I need to look at my character, Daphne. What have you done to her?
They just healed you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, sorry, that was my fault.
I mean, you are the DM, so...
Aegis healed you with a potion that you had given Aegis to heal Aegis.
And you...
No.
Well, you've already done it.
We shouldn't mention that they rolled a natural one on their death save.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
See, this is why. This is why I can't have
this. Yeah.
This is why you should not go away.
Hey, it's not my fault. My family decided to go to London and then, you know, stay a little bit longer. And I'm like, come on, guys. I've got stuff to do. I've got to, like, be in a D&D session. But no, they don't give a shit.
Now there is a dragon.
Yeah.
And Daphne is currently frightened of it.
Even Daphne?
Yep.
Fair enough. That's about right.
Except Mary and Casper. The only
person not frightened of it are Mary and Casper. And possibly Mary's bird.
Brave bird!
Roll for the bird out of curiosity.
Burp, burp, burp.
Burp.
The bird is also scared and has flown away.
Oh, sensible burp!
Bye, burp. Please don't leave me.
So scared of this, we've seen dragons before.
Have you seen dragons this size before?
We all knew this was a possibility.
And I'm actually going to reveal it on the map.
Oh boy, that's there it is.
Big dragon there.
Oh no.
That is a blue one, of course. There's a certain blue dragon. Can confirm
that is a dragon.
This blue dragon is also...
That is very much a dragon.
I don't like
this. Allow me to... I do have a book on D&D dragons. Sadly, I don't have the one on monsters and vampires. The one's on monsters and vampires. Excuse me.
Yes, you will be.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say, you notice some of the guards wince at the sound, but they head up to the battlements and throw more javelins towards the giant beast. 17. Can you add that in yourselves or not? I don't know. Right. Okay.
Hang Would on. You like my camera?
If you've
give you the goods. Yeah, here's the goods.
Okay.
Right. Let me just add the turns.
She wearing actual glasses this time, guys. Not my Daphne.
Yay!
It sucks. How do you glasses handle this?
Okay, try that again. A two.
Glasses are fabulous.
I know, but this is hurting my eyes.
Ah, practice.
You haven't come up yet on my end, so.
If it's hurting your eyes, that is concerning.
No, it's just eye strain.
You won't be doing that.
It's just eye strain. It's just like, you know, like being on the floor is like, it's gonna like be achy. Because your eyes are dressing to it. It's like trying to sort the muscles in your eyes. Like, ugh!
Right.
I mean, it is just rude that you need to train the muscles in your eyes as well as everywhere else. What's that about?
I don't know.
Mork, can I get an initiative score from you, please?
I'm two. Still grabbing all of my dices real quick because...
Two. Very unfortunate.
Yep.
Oh, that's too damn bad.
Damn itch on my pinky.
Oh, that's the worst place. Alright, let's roll for Daphne's initiative. Alright, Daphne, where's your initiative? It's a +3, surprisingly. Rolled a 13. 16.
Okay.
Nice.
Black dragon.
I'm going to die, naturally.
Let's see her. Blue dragon, maximum height 16 feet.
Yes, I'm going to say there is.
Maximum.
Yeah.
Maximum weight, 160,000 pounds.
An emo warlock actually has the skin of a dragon. That's a shocker.
Maximum ring span, 80 feet. Breath weapons, lightning.
Mork does like to talk.
We noticed.
No, that's going to miss, I believe.
Favorite what happens to me, like, eventually, like, wait, what do you have my book for?
Mork borrowed the book.
Favorite foods, meat from bigger animals like camels. When also dine on snakes and lizards, if extremely hungry and meat is scarce, will resort to eating plants. Oh, so we're good.
Yeah.
I think that's an academic matter.
You know what? We could sacrifice him for it. Definitely won't say that.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Habitat, desert. Wait.
I thought they were mountainous or something. Sure.
I need to read.
Doesn't sound right.
Right. Shall we get on with this combat then?
Yeah.
Let's fight it.
Yeah, you're done. I've
got all my dice now, so.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, do people get to re-roll their fear saves at the end of their turns?
Yes. Sixteen is not quite enough. Yeah, it's 17 to get out of it. So Daphne, you are up. You are currently frightened.
Okay. If I'm frightened, what is? Can anyone remind me what I could do as frightened? I'm assuming I can't do much.
You can't move any closer to it.
So can't move closer to it. All right. So.
Save rolls or it should be fine.
Yeah, so basically Daphne would probably much go straight to where Warlock Man is. I forgot your name, Warlock Man. and then I'm also going to roll what was it again?
Wisdom.
Wisdom save. So
yeah.
I think we just got a plus two, so let's see. 18 plus 2 is a dirty 20.
Dirty 20, that...
My big rainbow.
Does hit.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, so you are no longer frightened. I will remove the condition from your sheet.
Oh, good, finally. It's just a big dragon. It's fine. It's fine. And, you know, it's just eats that cattle. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. So fine. I suggest we don't try and fight it if you know.
Casper fully intends to fight it.
There are bulletins on the walls as well. It is now the dragon's turn. It's going to fly all the way out here. And then it's going to do its dragon's breath.
Oh no, recharge!
And it's going to incinerate these six guys on the wall here.
I think that would help in this.
What an electrifying end.
Aegis, you are currently frightened as well.
We cannot heal dust. No.
We have not long rested. Okay.
We cannot heal dust. It is not alive. It is not alive.
Why are we healing for? Never mind. I'm not paying attention. Oh dear.
Is it within 60 feet of me?
Just.
We will try this. Sacred Flame.
Okay, so that's a dexterity saving throw, isn't it?
Yes, yep. Please.
Uh, 15.
Oh no.
Poor guy.
The guards run up and try and fire more javelins at it. I'm just going to roll for, rather than roll for every single guard there, I'm just going to roll one for the lot of them.
Never mind.
Yeah, no, they actually miss with their javelins. Casper.
Let me have a go. Oh, why does my scroll wheel sometimes switch which way it wants to scroll? I don't know why it does this.
No clue.
I have to ask the person who gave me this scroll or this mouse. Anyway, I run up to the nearest ballista and try to fire it.
Okay. So you turn it towards the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a d20 and add 6 to it.
Okay. Okay, that was a 10.
Yeah, no, the shot just goes wide. It kind of swoops right out the way.
Well, I'm going to move out the way in case someone else can move up to this ballista.
Okay. Mary is going to run out here. But that, I believe, is all she can do. Let me just... Sarah's actually gone off the... answer the phone, so... Uh, 600 feet, so yes, they are going to do that. They're going to make a shot. That's an 18. The arrow does hit, but it kind of just shatters upon the scales. Mork, you are currently frightened of this dragon.
Oh, George, the warning, guys.
Yes. Can I do anything, or am I just frightened?
You are frightened currently.
Okay. So
that means you can't move closer to it, and you can't... any attacks you make, again, while it's in the area, are at disadvantage.
Okay. Let's see here. What is the range for? I have no ranged attacks. I have no ranged weapons. What was I thinking?
There are ballistas, or whatever you call these javelin throws.
Mm. Yeah, so I'll just pass for now.
You can roll a wisdom saving throw at the end of your turn.
Oh, then I'll do that. 20?
20 will succeed?
No, the number of sides.
Yeah, you want to roll a d20, Brian.
Brian, I'm just going to throw it out there. Unless we tell you to roll a different dice, assume it's a d20.
Okay, unfortunately for us, it was a 5.
Yeah, no, you are still frightened of it. You see more guards come out from within the walls of the keep, and they reinforce the guards that were on the parapet before. Arturius, you're still frightened, aren't you? Okay. No, you are still terrified of this creature. Daphne, I do believe you succeeded on your wisdom saving throw.
Yes, I did.
So you are not frightened of this dragon?
Nope. Just going to stare at it thinking, like, how the fuck are we going to hit this thing? I mean, I highly doubt that she can attack it with her... crossbow.
There are ballistas.
Oh. Do their rotation fully rotate, or is it like kind of pinned to that direction?
I was going to say they can rotate probably about 90 degrees each way.
So if I want to go for this one, I can't get this to face the dragon, no?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I would have to run that, but that would be for Daphne to definitely... she's really got out of... She's literally got out of options because she doesn't have any long rests. She doesn't have the ability to do any spell casting at the moment, so she's... She doesn't have a lot of options at this point. Let's see. Actions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I did say that, so...
I was going to say, like, maybe I should try and beat speech it and to see if I can try and talk to it, but I don't think it's going to work.
They speak English.
No, I've got beast speech, speech of beast and leaf, which is like...
They typically speak common.
They do. They'll be like, fuck off!
We do not believe they are listening right now.
I highly doubt that they are. Oh dear, I don't know what to do, guys. This is ridiculous. I can try and like go over to get the ballistas.
You are one of the few that can go to the ballista.
I do have a crossbow. My question.
Yes.
I could just do... I'll try and do that, then. I'll go into one of the arrow slits.
I'm going to say one's here.
So I'm assuming she'll get around here somewhere. All right, I'll plonk myself here, then. And then I'm going to give it a try. So it's... D20 plus 5. Natural 1. She doesn't hit.
Oh, right. Roll another D20, please.
Please don't break the ballista, GM.
More likely, please don't break my crossbow, GM. 12.
You're okay. It's a normal miss.
I don't want my crossbow to break. Okay. She's just like, she'll just gonna hide then, and that's all she can do for now.
The dragon is just gonna...
Oh, I broke the game.
Gonna move that around here, but it's not gonna do anything else. It's just gonna sort of hover there.
Just hovering menacingly.
Aegis.
Can we see it through a arrow slit?
Yes.
From where we are stood?
I would say yes.
We are going to try, but it is going to fail. We are at disadvantage and only have a +2 to our attack. We are going to try, but it is going to fail. 7 to hit it.
No, that definitely misses. The guards are going to use their javelins. And they actually do strike a hit on it. Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't, sorry. They just miss. Casper.
Oh, wait.
I assume that I have to be on...
Oh, no, that should have been at disadvantage.
Does that mean we take the first one?
Sorry, what was that?
That is a 20 for the wisdom save, so Aegis is not frightened anymore.
That's fine. Yeah, I forgot the wisdom save. Sorry, thank you for keeping me right.
Oh, don't worry. I roll it both times because I forgot to mention it at the end of my turn. I rolled a nat one the first time.
Yeah, no, that's unlucky.
So I assume that if I move over here, I won't be able to use the ballista?
What's your movement speed?
30.
You should be able to use it, yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Excuse me, God. All right, let's give this another go. 20, dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay. Dirty. That will actually hit. So you need to roll 3d10.
Ooh!
Not bad.
Okay, let's roll these. I got the right dice. Okay, that's 19 in total.
Okay.
Nice.
It kind of roars as this thing kind of sinks in under its armpit. The big javelin. But it doesn't look deterred yet.
More poking!
So, Mary is going to try and fire at it from where she is.
Where are you currently?
I'm above Aegis.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes.
So I'm going to try with my longbow.
Yep.
Which is 22.
Yeah, you are still in range. Yeah, that's fine. Go for it. I was meaning short range, but...
the good range!
Oh, they're in good range.
So that's 4 damage.
4 damage. Yeah, just give me a moment. Yeah, you nick it.
Not good too much, but then I'm also going to start getting Merrick moving round. So, come on, little computer. 5, 10, 15. So she is moving around, so she could potentially get to a baluster in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Mork, you are still frightened.
Okay, wisdom. Wrong time.
Yep.
8.
Eight, no. No, you're still absolutely petrified.
Say that again.
Petrified.
I heard terrified.
Terrified, petrified, same word, kind of.
Whatever.
Yes, Arturius. Yeah, go for it. No, that misses. Yes, wisdom save, please.
Yay! But not frightened, at least.
Well, his basic mood has just replaced by from terrified to moody.
Yeah. Daphne.
All right, I'm going to retry again to give a shot. Just getting that prepped. All right, what's my thing again? Just want to make sure. +5. Do I need to roll a disadvantage where I am? Or does it
not? No, I'm going to say you can get out of the arrow slit, so...
Okay. Ooh, 18 plus 5, that's 23?
Yeah, that will hit. Roll for damage.
Okay, got to know who it is. A 1d8 plus 3. One. 4 points of damage.
4 points of damage.
Yeah. At least I'm hitting it right. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
It is now the dragon's turn, unless there's anything else from Daphne.
Hide. Legit hide, hopefully not to get, hopefully have some cover from whatever the fucking dragon does.
Yeah, it's just gonna fly around here.
Oh, shit.
Well, I can't do anything now.
I was going to say, it's not going to do anything else, though. Aegis.
This is a bad plan.
Me?
But I had planned it. Aegis moves to here and then dashes to this ballista.
Okay.
Heckin', he just legged it.
This is all Aegis is able to do this turn.
Okay. The guards are going to fire upon the dragon, but they miss again, like you'd kind of expect. Gaspar.
I'm going to act to follow Aegis's lead and to, like, dash over to this one, ready to fire next round, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, you might be able to actually get that. You were there? Not quite.
Yeah, that's why I dashed.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I've lost the turn tracker. Where's it gone? Mary.
Hey, we won!
Mary's going to try again with her bow. Oh, natural one!
Oh, heck.
It'll be 20.
Also, who just lost?
18.
Brian. Yeah, you're okay.
Brian.
And then I'm also going to try and move a bit close to that as well. So 10, 15, 20.
25.
Oh. Welcome back, Brian.
You back, Brian?
Yeah, I'm back. I lost connection there.
Oh, heck.
Fair enough. Well, you're back now, that's the main thing.
Yeah, the connection gremlins had come for me.
Yeah.
It is actually your turn, so...
Okay.
Good timing for them to come back.
Take away.
Take me down to the pad.
20.
Yay! 20.
Okay. So you are no longer frightened. But that is all you can do on your turn.
Okay.
Arturius.
And just leaves.
Mm-mm. Not quite. Okay. That will hit. Okay. Yeah. So, you hear the dragon kind of roar, and it kind of shouts something in Draconic. Who speaks Draconic here?
I do.
We do not.
Me and Casper does. What about you, Mary?
Oh, Mary does.
Favorite. Yay!
Okay.
Ah, nice.
We are feeling left out.
I'm sure Mork also doesn't speak Draconic.
You hear it roaring and you hear it shouting, "I'm not being paid enough by those damned fools to deal with this." And it quickly turns around with a blast of wind from its mighty wings that nearly knocks you over and soars into the distance.
That was not what I expected a dragon to say. It's like, I'm not getting paid enough for this.
I can't. That is hilarious.
We are confused.
It's just like, what? You say he's not getting paid enough? Why would I say that?
We believe he would say that if he was not being recompensed enough to deal with this.
If she's ever come across in any of her readings anything about dragons being paid.
Well, getting hired.
Yeah.
I suppose this would be history check.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I get
on that because they're my favourite enemy.
You do?
I got a plus six in my history. Oh, a natural 20.
Natural 20.
I got a plus zero on history. Let's see.
Roll the troll.
I rolled a natural 20 and a 26.
I was going to say, none of you have heard anything about dragons being hired out in the past. You know them to be arrogant, believe they are above all other creatures in the world. This so is
somehow
not
bigger dragon. Not normal
behavior.
Bigger dragon. That's Casper's idea.
They work with a bigger dragon.
Bigger dragon has better shinies and promises to gift. Except that would be strange. Why would a dragon give away shinies?
I highly doubt that's the case. Maybe it's so weird because I highly doubt anyone can convince a dragon to work for them.
They did say those idiots. So it sounds like there's a group of people. It's not just one person.
Evidence suggests that they were not being given enough shinies.
Maybe.
Or in the common parlance, currency.
Yeah, but shinies are currency to dragons.
Especially in hordes.
Good no hordes.
They must have had gotten a good reason for us to, be a distraction. I like how we're all, yelling at each other over, the rampart. It's like, I'm sure Seth is not right.
I would say that you'd all kind of met up again.
Yeah.
As you watch the dragon soar off into the distance, you see a relieved-looking Governor Nighthill approach you all. Well done, my friends. You're very much proving your courage in our defences tonight.
Basically, the dragon said, they're not getting paid enough for this, so clearly they just left because it's not worth it.
Some kind of group hired it? I don't get it.
Yeah, especially when there's a bunch of kobolds and orcs.
No orcs have been attacking the city.
Oh, no, my bad. Just kobolds then.
Kobolds are some
larger humanoids. You think we're human? But you're not sure? They're all quite kind of covered up in armored.
Organics all look alike when wearing certain items.
Like big hats!
Yes.
It's strange that a dragon would be siding with such a creatures that are basically or beneath them.
When they are flying very high, a lot of creatures are beneath them.
Well, yes, if you take it literally.
This definitely
we often do.
I honestly do not know.
And was not being offered enough of it.
No. This definitely requires more research on these guys. Especially who's basically behind it all.
I was going to say, the town is still being savaged and ravaged by these kobolds.
We feel there are more pressing matters than research at this time.
Afterwards, I promise you guys.
I know!
Not the library! I knew that library!
I thought that some kind of research is involved going out and hitting things. We can do that kind of research.
I mean, that's fine. I'll just, I'll make sure I got some good research on this, because this is definitely something interesting.
We believe that there was mention of a cleric that required saving.
Ah, yes!
Oh, yeah, we definitely need to go find that guy.
Oh, yes. I was actually about to just bring that up. He is trapped in the Temple of Shantia, A load of kobolds and some of the larger humanoids seem to be using a battering ram against the door.
That's not good.
That is a good way to get through a door.
I do not know if this will be of any help, but Escobert managed to find them in the armory, and he holds out two more potions of healing.
That's very good.
Thank you kindly.
They will be very useful.
Yes. As I say, thank you very much for helping defend our keep and keeping the people here protected.
My primary directive is to protect the organic life forms.
I believe Escobert might be able to direct you outside of the town. The temple is over there, and he points you towards where it is in the town, which it's... Do I have the map? Yes, give me a second.
Is there a chance that I could possibly have some more arrows? I've lost a couple now.
Yes, please help yourself on the way out.
Okay, 10 arrows.
Yes, that's fine. He says, basically, take what you need.
So can I stop tracking my
No.
Stuff? Well, last time I did this, I did then just take 50 arrows.
Yes. It's that one there. It's this one.
I definitely need some more.
That is closer than the one that you just pinged.
Yeah.
The path would be the safer approach.
What if we skirted around and then followed that path?
But I think that is actually quite a good place to stop for the night.
Yep.
So, I think I'll do that there. Well done.
Yay, we did it!
And,
30 minutes.
I'm very sorry for nearly killing Daphne off Tanny. I was one in control.
You better be.
When you say well done, does you also say you have hit level 2?
No, sadly not.
God damn it.
Next time, hopefully.
Yes.
Maybe after when we save the guy from the temple or the church or something, definitely.
Yeah, you should get it next session, I think. But yes, I hope you all enjoyed that.
Yes.
As I say, the first chapter is incredibly combat heavy. And were any of you expecting the dragon?
I wasn't expecting to have to fight it.
Didn't expect to fight it.
It was still there.
I mean, it's kind of funny because I remember with Lost Minds of Vandover, I think that it said that the point of having the young dragon present was to teach players that sometimes they should run away.
And as such, Brian, somebody has just Brian. Run away.
Yeah, Brian. Bye, Brian.
So I think at this point I am going to go through the stars and wishes. I'm going to start whoever's at the bottom of my screen because I've just got the stream up on my phone as we're playing. I know you weren't here for very long, Tanny, but do you want to go first?
Can someone remind me what stars and wishes are again?
Stars are like...
Okay. So stars basically, like, I really enjoyed the fact that we had to fight a dragon, even if it was a short period of time. And the fact that it said, I don't have enough money for this! And wishes it says, maybe next time I'll try and get here a little bit earlier.
But that's something like, your fault.
No, I couldn't control it. But definitely need to see if I can get... I'm going to try and see if I can get Daphne to create a weapon that's a little bit more close combat instead of having a dagger, just in case. Just thinking about my last session, that was a little bit... If she had a dagger, I was like, dude, it's not going to help. She's definitely need to get like a close combat weapon just to help with it.
Yeah,
that's really hard to do. So when I hit level 2, it's definitely get like a close combat weapon that she's a little bit more roughly the same kind of level as her crossbow.
Mm-hmm. Is Brian back?
He's here, and he's, like, confused, like, we finished. Brian!
Brian!
Brian cometh!
God damn it, Brian!
Okay.
I mean, obviously, no, from all of that, he's not able to hear us.
Yeah,
right
I was going
to
say, we'll move on to the next person.
I could have sworn I heard him say, oh, we finished. But,
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean his connection is still here.
God damn
yeah.
it.
Stanza.
Stars, like, I agree with Tanya with the I'm not getting paid for this, and also, it's like, I'm pleased I got to stab a bunch of people through a door. Stab and kick. I'm pretty pleased with my attempts to dip out of the way as I was contributing while at 2 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Wishes? I don't know. Being less tired? A level up?
Well... Definitely we'll see what happens.
Oh, I'm back. Connection, gremlins. Please leave me alone for 5 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brian, while you're here, do you want to give us the stars and wishes, what you've particularly enjoyed and what you want to see more of?
I want to see more types of dragons, because I've had the book A Practical Guide to Dragon for, I don't know, probably 20 years. When was it first published? Don't know, but I've had it for a long time, and finally seeing a dragon in Dungeons and Dragons is, yeah, it's really, really something. That's my wish. I just want to see more dragons.
I
more
mean, it's
dragons.
Called Tyranny of Dragons, after all. I mean, it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is suspected that there's more dragons. If there's no dragons and it's called Tyranny of Dragons, what the fuck are we playing for?
And just a reminder, what are the stars again? Just a little moment when I was reading from A Practical Guide to Dragons, you know, going through the general bits of information on the blue dragon, and then I got to natural habitat, and it said desert, and I was like, wait. Like the general realization of, are we in a desert? What's going on here?
Mm.
Like I'm starting to realize that things are not what they seem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, forgot a wish. I do want to get that one type of kiln down it because it involves a high five.
Oh, cool.
Jeff.
Oh, well, for my character?
Yeah.
I really need to. But that was a bit of a
shoot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll see what I can do.
I want more monochromic dragons where they're just nothing but grumpy and they're like, dude, I'm not getting enough paid for this. They're not evil, they're just really grumpy. I apologize for sneezing. Maybe that was just a punishment of saying like dragons, monochrome dragons are not evil.
And Sarah?
Oh.
I enjoyed that our fight involved ballisters. That was fun. I'm glad I actually hit something. That was also an unexpected bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Wishes, I'm looking forward to us getting to do a bit more sort of role-play, talking to people, find out what's going on.
Yes.
Find the cultists and things.
Hopefully get over the combat-heavy chapter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully that'll...
But it's part and parcel of the game, it's fine.
I was going to say, hopefully next session will be the last part of that.
Mm.
John.
Oh no, Jeff.
My mic was not on for the entire stream. I just noticed Windows did a thing on my mic. But fortunately, it wasn't my game, so that's not as big a problem.
Arturius has just been extra grumpy all night.
Yeah.
I would have much enjoyed seeing the anguish in the DM rolling the nat 1 on that death save, because I had the plan to rescue Daphne the whole time. Daphne was in no real danger, unless something weird had happened where the natural 1 meant 3 death saves failed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a fun moment. for me, I got to rescue Daphne. And yeah, I'm going to echo everybody else, really, but just say, like, looking forward to both not being in constant fights, having a chance to rest and level up, because, you know, being able to use my abilities would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. As I say, hopefully the end of next session, I'll be kind of the end of this chapter. So, yeah. No, I'm glad you've all enjoyed it. So,
even though you're worried about killing for me.
Yeah, that moment when I rolled that natural 1 when Daphne went down, it was kind of like,
only one natural 1, wasn't it, or was it just did you natural. Have like?
Natural 1
count. Natural 1 means...
2 death saves.
Yeah, natural 1 means 2 death saves. So basically, it would have been a life and death situation for that one last roll then.
Yeah.
Oh, heck. I mean, the fact that I haven't rolled for another character yet. Just in case it definitely, like, fucking dies.
Yeah, no, that was a moment of absolute horror for me. It was like...
Yeah.
Wrap up there. Taking control of this character for the session, I might be about to kill them.
Well, I think it was only one character you almost killed this time.
Yes. So
I think you succeeded in your goal of
not fully. Killing anyone yet.
No,
I mean, you just
controlled brutality.
I really enjoyed the dragon fight where it's kind of, it comes almost out of nowhere, but it, you kind of suspect it's almost coming, but I would say the fact that it froze a, what's the stat block now? Where's it gone? Where's been
adult blue dragon?
Yeah,
it makes you frightened.
Blue dragon, which is a challenge 16 at level 1 players.
Oh, it's a bit nuts.
Yeah,
but it is. Was it scripted so that it wouldn't be the entire fight, just like it loses a certain amount and then it just goes away?
Yeah, it was.
We had a bit of leasters.
Yes. Which I'm quite
also
glad
just I quick,
sorry?
Bookkeeping question for everyone.
Why?
Did we, like, we got the 2 potions of healing. Has anyone added them to their character sheets?
No, I haven't.
No.
Nope. Okay, I'm going to add them to Aegis. Don't worry about it.
Yay, take care of the healing friend.
Just want to make sure that nobody else has already added them.
Oh, look, Brian's brought Alex. There he is, the ginger.
What was that about the ballistas, Robin?
Yeah, they're not actually in the rules as written.
I just expected you to just throw enough Eldritch Blasts or whatever to chase it off without.
Yeah, it, basically any melee characters are just completely out of it that fight, so I'm quite glad I put them in.
That's good, so yeah, that's a good addition, yeah.
And I think that's all from me on that one.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please consider leaving us a review. It really helps us and might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come and say hi. And we do a lot of other game streams that, well, they don't work in an audio-only format, so head over to finalbossfight.co.uk for all of the details. We'll see you back here next time. Please take care of yourselves. Are you satisfied with your care?